Anything combat with Johnny K.
But it's anything combat, though.
Welcome back, combatants, to the Anything Combat Show. I'm your host, Johnny K. Today on the show, we have UFC fighter Moon Tajik Gafurov. Welcome to the show, brother.
Hello, brother. Thanks so much for calling us.
Moon, so I believe you were born in Dushanbe, Tajikistan. Can you tell me what was it like growing up in Tajikistan?
Tajikistan is beautiful, brother. A good country. We are Persian country, and after Soviet Union, we are separate. Every country is separating. We are now small. 93% this mountain. I born in really this Dushanbe city. Mountainside.
Moon, when I did my research on you, I found out that your uncles did combat sambo and wrestling. Is that correct?
Yes, my uncle is Ahtam Khokirov. I have four uncles, all of his judo, wrestling, and sambo, brother. It's my second uncle, Ahtam Khokirov, is first guy in Tajikistan. Judo stayed three place in Olympic from judo. U-20 or U-19. After he moved to combat sambo, first guy opened combat sambo to Tajikistan, mixed martial to Tajikistan.
How much was that influence on you? Did they force you? Did they push you into MMA and sambo immediately? Or did they let you try other sports?
Before I training wrestling, I be young is training wrestling. After he take me to combat sambo, 2007 or 2009, he bring me to combat sambo. I am training. This first time I go to combat sambo, and after second year I do competition. No, you gotta say, I told him after I do first competition, he's starting my life in combat sambo, in MMA, mixed martial.
What were the biggest differences between the combat sambo career that you had and now this MMA career that you've gone on to do? What do you think was the harder sport, sambo or MMA?
I think this sambo a little bit harder than sport. About, you're gonna have G. Is with G a little bit harder, but I think it's same, brother. It's a little bit different about G and no G. Just this one. This everything same.
Moon, in the UFC, there's only a couple Tajikistan fighters now. We have Nurullah Aliyev, we have yourself, we also have Naimov. So now Tajikistan is coming up. There weren't any Tajikistan fighters, now there are, and that's going to inspire the next generation to join into the UFC and fight. So tell me, how important is that for you to have that national pride to represent Tajikistan in the UFC?
I'll do in my life, brother. I'm going to show my country for world. His first time. Doesn't matter, one guy from we are country, state champion, UFC champion. About this, everybody is pushing. We are big history. About this, we're going to push. We're going to show we are not small country. We're going to show them before.
What ended up happening with the Miles Johns fight? I believe that fight got cancelled.
I do sparring, I train with Mehrab Dualishvili, my weight champion. I train with him, and we have this couple guys, UFC fighter too. He's stronger, this different guy. I sparring before fight. I do spinny back kick. Fracture, I take injury fracture. XM told me is fracture, you not fight.
When you train with Marab, how are those rounds? What's it like getting experience from who people consider the best bantamweight in MMA history?
Well, we're gonna learning from it up too much. We're gonna, this guy machine have cardio. He helped me for fight. And after spar with him, after train with him in camp, I think he's fight too much easy. You not feel it inside the fight.
So you and me were talking about how you're training with Marab at Syndicate MMA. When you were in Tajikistan with your uncles, what gym were you training at in Tajikistan before coming to America?
In Tajikistan, it's my old gym, brother. Have fake dynamite, fight club dynamite. This old gym, my coaching now, head coaching is Hotam Kokirov, my big uncle. Hotam Kokirov, he's very good judo and sambo. We training with him every day. After I come to camp to America, I come to Syndicate. In Syndicate, head coach is John Wood. We do camp here.
Let me know, how do you think that the Sambo, the actual style of the sport, influenced your fight IQ for MMA? Because Marab, he did a lot of Sambo also, and it influenced his scramble game, his takedowns. He's also very good at judo, and Sambo tends itself for the judo throws as well. So I want to ask you, how do you think that that upbringing in Sambo for yourself influenced your MMA style?
For me, after brother, after I trained Sambo, my IQ inside the Sambo too much. We are wrestling, we are striker, we are grappling. Everything is mixed, brother. We go fight go down, we know grappling. Fight in stride, we know stride. I think you are before training wrestling or combat Sambo, MMA is easy. But combat Sambo, brother. Fyodor Emelianenko. This guy is combat Sambo guy. Habib is combat Sambo guy. Mehrab combat Sambo guy. Islam Makhachev is combat Sambo.
Makhachev too.
Yes. Now myself pushing combat Sambo. I gonna show too.
Moon, tell me about the fight that you had with Urijah Nakamura. Very good performance by you. So, what do you think about Nakamura as a fighter and that performance?
Brother Nakamura, and this is a U20 or U22, he world champion wrestling from Japan. He's a great guy, he's good guy wrestling. With him, I do not risking. I gonna stay smart and fight. He's crazy from strike and wrestling.
What do you think about his future in the division?
I think he go with anyone. His hard fight. Which guy fight with him? This hard fight.
I know for a fact that you also fought in one championship. So, what do you think were the biggest differences between one championship career and now your UFC career?
I not see, brother. Nothing. I be young in one championship. I be young, different IQ. Now. In UFC is different kind of IQ. I think nothing changed for me. Fight, just fight.
When you're walking out to the cage and you've got your thoughts, what are you thinking about before you get in there to prep yourself for the ring?
I go inside the cage, brother, I don't know different guy. It's myself, I go inside the cage. Anytime is my man ask, hey, Muin, you're not punching, this guy punch you. We're gonna fight. Let's go, we're gonna fight. Is my man anytime ask, same, brother, same crazy. I go as we, okay, let's go, we're gonna fight. I not punch him, I not kick him, this guy punch me. It all sounds straight, brother.
How do you think that the training changed from Tajikistan to the US? Do you think it was harder training in Tajikistan compared to the America?
Of course, but the Tajikistan training too hard, too much is different from physically. We are training mountain running, we do cardio in mountain, everything from physically too much hard. But I come to USA, I training. Now I work to technical, little bit change, not anytime go to physical. You know, brother, that I work with Mayrap, it's different, guys. Too much is different. In Tajikistan, brother, I training just physically. I do different. I come to USA. I spar with Mayrap. I say, what the hey? This guy have too much technical.
Do you miss going home? How often do you get to go back to Tajikistan?
I gonna fire this weekend, but I take injury. I like fight. I stay for Mayrap fight 6 December. After Mayrap fight, I think I'm gonna go back to home Tajikistan. But I have injury now, brother. I stay, fix my injury, and I fight after go home.
What do you think about Marab fighting a fourth title for the singular 1 year?
This one, brother, you know, I don't know. This guy is different. This guy is come anytime. He not the warm up. He come to sparring. I come 30 minutes before. I do warm up everything. Made up coming is change everything. Let's go sparring. Non-stop 5 round.
Tell me a little bit about those sparring sessions. How do they go? What insight can you tell me? How's that affected your game? How's that made you better training with him?
Of course, brother. Of course, too much. Too much experience from him. You know, brother, you are training with him. You defend his takedown, or you're gonna win him first round, second round. You think, oh, I win champion, brother. You know, champion my weight. He's giving me too much experience.
How do you balance the aggression and the composure for the cage, for the UFC? How do you think you balance both of those?
Oh, I every time respectful, brother. Inside the cage is fight. We are too much, brother. No energy. We not understand sometimes after win or after lose. And after fight, brother, every time respectful. No aggressive. Okay, somebody do something bad outside the cage. We're gonna do to him, but somebody respect anytime we are respectful.
When you got to Syndicate MMA, which coaches did you start working with the most? Did you work with John Wood?
Yes, brother. I first time I come, I train with John Wood. And any coach from Syndicate is very good coach, respectful. Everybody come teach us. Doesn't matter you are work with him or not work with him, everybody's come teach you. It's very good gym. I like it. About this, I come train with these coaches.
How did you get the invite to go to Syndicate MMA when you were at your other gyms? What was the process there? What happened there?
First time I come with Mayrap. And we are training, we are helped to Mayrap, and but starting 2023 or 2022.
Were you, what was the process like when you first came to the US? What was your feeling? Were you happy that you had a new opportunity? Tell me a little bit about that.
First time I fight for one championship, and we are playing to PlayStation, UFC, and we are watching UFC is big name, big organization. And anytime is my man ask, hey, I gonna go UFC, I gonna go UFC, I like it. In 2015, I come to USA, I training to Long Island, New York. This Aljamain Sterling, Chris Weidman, Mirab before. I come train this gym. First, my gym in America, brother, in New York. I training, I see this great guy, great gym, great people. After I like it, I gonna stay. I told him my coach is back home, I gonna stay here training.
Do you think MMA and combat sports came naturally to you, or did you really have to train and really have to try to get good?
I don't know, brother. This one, maybe people from side. Somebody tell me it's talent. Somebody told me, hey, Muin, you hard working. I don't know, brother.
How do you approach having finishing instinct in the cage? It's okay to point fight or to grapple, but how do you approach trying to finish and end the fight?
You are seeing my record, brother. My fight is 15 or 16. My fight is finished first round, second round. I anytime go for finish, but now I like sometimes go my skills to people. Not go anytime for finish, not go first round, push myself too much energy.
Muin, I want to ask you about a Tajiki fighter. So, Nurullo Aliyev, what do you think about his future in the lightweight division? Does he have potential?
Well, this guy is great wrestling. He's great wrestling. He worked to his skills. Maybe he's a champion one day.
Muin, my final question for you today is what message do you have to all the young Tajiki fighters who are wrestling, who are in sambos, who are in MMA, that see you and are inspired by you, that want to get some advice about what they should do with their career? What words of wisdom do you have for them?
Anytime I told brother for young guys, is everybody just training, respectful, respect to his coaches. Doesn't matter which sport. Sambo, wrestling, judo, combat sambo, mixed martial, amateur, doesn't matter. Just pushing himself, believe himself. One day we are, you know, brother, he's going to proud to his country, to his father, he's going to stay. Now he's young, we're going to push him, that's it. Fox for training.
That's all we have time for, ladies and gentlemen. Thank you, Muin, for your time. Put Gafarov's Instagram in the link in the description and follow Anything Combat. We will see you all next time.
Thank you.
Become a combatant.